How did it all begin? Where did it all start?
Bondi Feast, as it is known, it's its sixth year. So we started it because, as you said, Bondi is a really magical place to go, but not really in winter. So we decided that in the dark throes of winter, the best possible time to throw a kind of arts festival, a mini curated boutique arts festival, was when it was really dead and quiet and there weren't many people around. And actually, it's a pretty special place to go in winter. A, you can get a park, and B, there's something about the seaside at winter that is really quite beautiful.
I love the seaside at winter. I think it's a really magical place to be in the middle of winter.
So do I. And if this weather keeps up, I'm going to be a very happy festival director for the next 2 weeks.
I can imagine. Now, Bondi, it's such a diverse and kind of really vibrant part of Sydney. How do you go about selecting a program that represents this beautiful part of our city?
Well, we actually do a kind of call out every year to curate the festival. And so we would have got about 200 submissions. But also Rachel, who's the co-festival director, her and I spend the whole year going to sort of Melbourne Fringe, Adelaide Fringe, Perth Fringe, other kind of festivals around the country. And we sort of handpick / tap people on the shoulder and invite them to come to Bondi in winter. And so the program is curated from, you know, maybe half of the shows are things we have already seen at other festivals that are on the circuit, that are about to go to Edinburgh, that have basically won the Melbourne Festival, you know, Director's Choice Awards and all this kind of cool stuff. And then the other half are curated from local submissions and artists who are in Sydney making interesting, innovative, exciting new work.
I love that it includes so many local artists and that there's so much amazing local content that is included in the festival. That's what I love most about it, because I think we have so many really creative souls here in our city, and especially in Bondi as well. Bondi is kind of this like colour explosion that plays with all the senses in the most wonderful way. So it definitely is something that I really, really enjoy. What is that you love most about Bondi? Why put a festival here?
Yeah, I think for me, it's partly that kind of unexpected notion that we would do Bondi Feast in winter. And, I think for me, like you said, arts and culture isn't the first necessary thing that springs to mind when you think of going to the beach or even, that part of Sydney, as it were. But what is kind of really impressive about the slightly daggy 70s Civic Centre that is the Bondi Pavilion, which is how we house it, is that we take it over for 2 weeks and, like, yeah, look, it's a bit wonky around the edges, but I tell you what, we turn it into about six different venues. We make it feel like a real hub down there. And I think that's part of what is fun about putting on a festival rather than just putting a play on as a standalone event.
Absolutely.
Is that you get to really create a sense of kind of pop-up community and also that real sense of intensity and vibrancy.
Yes.
And you don't know what you're going to see, but there's basically lots and lots of things on any night that you go. So.
You do are pretty notorious for cramming kind of as much in as humanly possible. And I know you try and cram stuff into kind of every little nook and cranny of the pavilion, but is it true that this year there's even something in the lift?
Yeah, exactly. There is. There are 90-second shows happening in the lift. And we just got confirmation yesterday that Dollar Bin Darlings, who are this kind of fabulous kind of disco outfit, are going to be doing, yeah, little pop-up 90-second discos. That's free as well, so that's a little add-on. And also, if you come down this year, we've got a proper pop-up restaurant kind of from Callum Smith, who was on MasterChef last year.
Yes.
19-year-old wunderkind. Mm. So Callum's going to be making these gloriously tasty and fun sort of nibbles for people to have whilst they're at the festival. And the important thing this year is that out the back, we have just spent the last 2 days putting up the parlor tent, which is a 100-seat kind of cabaret and circus tent, and filling the garden full of lots of amazing sculptures and making it look much cooler than Sydney Festival Garden, he says, quote unquote.
I love it. Very yeah. cool. I mean, everyone go out, check it out, be the judge for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
If I know it's like asking a festival director to pick a favorite child, but if people can only get along to one thing this year, what would you suggest they go to?
Look, that's incredibly hard because there are 42 shows to choose from.
There are.
Look, personally, I'm a tragic Barbra Streisand fan, so I would be going to watch world-famous cabaret singer Trevor Ashley singing his Barbra Streisand set. But if you're not into Barbra Streisand, you should also absolutely buy a ticket for Double Denim, who just won all the Comedy Festival Awards in Melbourne and are about to go to Edinburgh and conquer the world. And we've only got them for two very small shows. So the girls from Double Denim are also very exciting.
Well, Phil, you must have 1,000,004 things to do before you guys open. It's on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes, it opens Tuesday 17. It runs till Saturday 28. And yes, you're right. I should probably go and peg that tent down so it doesn't blow away.
Phil, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, thanks, Jess.